My name is Nancy Pistorius, and I'm reading to you from my novel, Peking Duck, The Portrait of a Marriage. Chapter 1, Chinese Fortune Cookie Message. Happiness is across the table from you. It all began, as a great many romances do, in a Chinese restaurant. Richard Kendrick, not an impulsive man by nature, had finally gotten up the nerve to ask Darla Wimple out on a date after months of staring fixedly at the back of her slender neck in the Northwestern University library. To his utter amazement, Darla agreed, although why on earth she wanted to be seen in public with a clod like me was beyond Richard's comprehension. She now sat across the table from him, loose brown tendrils of hair escaping from the tight bun atop her head. Her wire-rimmed glasses kept slipping down her nose, and she'd seemed to forget to push them back up. Richard found this habit of hers vaguely endearing, but hoped that her glasses wouldn't end up landing in his egg drop soup. Richard hated messy scenes. He couldn't help gazing at her as she sipped her hot and sour soup gingerly from the curved white plastic spoon, wincing as if she found the soup too hot. "Darla," his mind sang. "Darla, Darla, Darla." The waiter appeared, laden with a heavy silver tray. He placed two china platters, heaping with food on their table, and set a tureen overflowing with steamed white rice between them. The steam from the rice rose upwards from the dish, Richard thought, like a silent benediction. Richard was too nervous to eat more than a few mouthfuls of his kung pao chicken, but Darla attacked her plate full of Hunan pork with vigor, chattering away the whole time. After she had happily devoured her own entree, with amazing speed, Richard noted, she looked longingly across at Richard's hardly touched dinner. "Do you mind?" she asked, and then began dishing his chicken pieces onto her plate. He couldn't believe it. Richard had purposefully not ordered a soda with his meal to ensure that he wouldn't disgrace himself by belching the whole evening. But Darla slurped her own soda noisily with a straw and then asked for more. Richard was awed by her seemingly limitless appetite. She had an appetite for more than food, he quickly learned, the first time he brought her home to his apartment. They had been dating for almost 6 months by then. He was ever more intrigued by her, finding himself curiously drawn to her in spite of his cautious nature. They were both graduate students at Northwestern, both working on doctoral dissertations, and both just barely surviving on money provided by their respective parents. But while Richard approached his studies of transcendentalism and literature with gloomy resignation, Darla found her research on Charles Dickens utterly fascinating. The more she read about him, the more she wanted to read. Her appetite for Victorian literature was insatiable. She would expound for hours on the significance of Dickens' social views, and Richard would listen, wondering and yet enthralled. He had never known anyone quite like Darla. He had not had much experience with women. Most of his first dates never led to second ones. And Darla was so unlike the shy, mousy females that he'd met before in his graduate student classes. Her intensity overwhelmed him. He marveled that she actually seemed to like him.